The Spinoff Podcast Network.
Are you making the most of your KiwiSaver investment? Generate is an award-winning KiwiSaver provider with a track record of strong long-term performance. Making a smart decision now could add tens of thousands of dollars by the time you reach retirement. Book a no-obligation chat with a Generate KiwiSaver advisor today at generatekiwisaver.co.nz/getadvice. A copy of the product disclosure statement is available at generatekiwisaver.co.nz. The issuer of the scheme is Generate Investment Management Limited, and of course, past performance does not guarantee future returns.
Raising capital or taking your business to the world? Investment Fix has everything you need to make it happen. This season, we're exploring the US market, the opportunities it offers, what it takes to grow a business there, and the best way to approach investors. The Investment Fix podcast. Tune in today.
Welcome along to Remember When. This is when we take a wee break to look back at the trends and phenomena that defined our time as youth in Aotearoa. My name is Jane Yee. Today I am joined by Master of the Spinoff Bulletin, Alex Bray, and also Emily Wrights, writer for the Spinoff and mum and writer of her own newsletter. She's amazing. Let's get into it as we remember when blogging. Blogging today is not what it used to be.
No.
Blogging today is like being on Instagram, right?
And it was, and it's so much easier now. Like, you had to really go to effort to blog back in the day.
What was your first experience?
So
blogging?
My first blog was www.angelfire.com /PA/JTT5ever.
JTT.
Yeah, it was a Jonathan Taylor Thomas fan site because I was just really into into Jonathan Taylor Thomas. And Angel Fire, you had to put, like, you had to pretend you lived in the US to be able to use it. So the first two letters were, like, the state. And I chose Pennsylvania because that's where Jonathan Taylor Thomas was from. And then, like, it was really hard to get pictures. And it took, like, hours and hours to load them up. And then you would kind of fill your page with, like, first you would do a background from MS Paint. And then you would have, like, if you were, my blog was super cool because it had, like, this flaming line as a GIF. It was, like, amazing.
Whoa, GIF, that's pretty advanced.
Yeah, it was a flaming line and I had a blinking eye as well, so it was pretty cool. And then I would just fill my blog out with, like, facts about Jonathan Taylor Thomas because it was really hard to get facts about Jonathan Taylor Thomas. You had to, like, read TV Hits magazine. I would go to the library and, like, look through and I'd be like, oh, his parents are Quakers. Oh, his mum's a social worker. It was like, I think that's why Jonathan Taylor Thomas kind of went off the radar, because I think he was, like, a bit afraid of me and my blog. But that's what we used to do. We used to make that. There was no Wikipedia or anything.
No.
If you were, like, had an unhealthy obsession with a boy, you did a blog about him.
Yeah, right.
And, yeah. And that's what I did.
Is that what you did, Alex?
I just want to put it on the record. I have literally no idea who Jonathan Taylor Thomas is.
Oh my God, too young.
I mean, I wasn't an Emily Wrights reader in that day and age. So
Jonathan Taylor Thomas was Randy on Home Improvement, and he was Simba. He was the voice of Simba in The Lion King.
Oh, yeah.
He's
okay.
Very beautiful.
So blog worthy. Definitely blog worthy.
Just that type of boy that, like, teenage girls like because they're completely non-sexual. He, like, looked, like, so gentle.
Yeah, he was, like, one of the Hansons on the television.
Yeah, he was, like, one of the Hansons. Mm. He definitely looked like that. Yeah.
Alex, did you blog? I mean, why would you be sitting in here?
Yes, I did. That was well before anyone thought it would be a good idea to actually pay me for journalism. Mm. Well before. And at the time, they would have been right not to, I think. I did have a cricket blog back in the day, which now I have a cricket podcast, so, like, moved slightly up in the world.
That cricket podcast, by the way, is available on the Spinoff Podcast Network. It's called The Offspin. Make sure that you tune in.
But no, I was obsessed with all of the political blogs that existed at the time, you know, and in fact still exist now, just in a much diminished form. I think the amazing thing about the political blogs at the time is that everyone was so convinced that they really, really mattered and weren't just like increasingly bitter and tiny echo chambers for obsessive partisans to get head up over.
I'm so embarrassed about my blogging history because you guys blogged about things that weren't yourself. And I blogged only about myself. So
like Jane Yee at blogspot.com or something?
Like my
or?
First one was a live journal. I had it, like, it was, like, I told no one about it, and I had a pseudonym, so literally no one read it. So it was essentially just like my diary. And then when I started working in music television, it was weird. I did M2, which was like an overnight channel on TV2, and we had chat rooms there. And then when M2 closed down, all the people who'd become friends in the chat rooms were like, where do we go now? So I started a blog kind of for them, but it ended up just being me, and it was real like diary stuff, you know. It's like today I went into work and I had this for lunch. It was like very, very bad. And I kind of created, like, the people in my life became the characters in my blog, and then I ended up doing kind of like something similar for Stuff.
Oh yeah, so blog idol on Stuff. Do you remember that?
I remember that was Moata one blog idol,
yeah,
right?
Yeah,
yeah.
So that was like, because it went kind of like way, way back, right at the beginning was like Angel Fire and Ultra Vista and GeoCities, and then it went to like Live Journal and that type of thing, and then Blogspot and Blogger, and Stuff. I had a meeting with Stuff. I'm going to lay my claim now. I had a meeting with Stuff, and I said, you should have a blog competition like American Idol, but for blogs, and you should hire me and I'll, you know, run it, blah, blah. Nah, didn't want me. And then next comes Blog Idol. That was my fucking idea.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Can I just say, I wasn't part of Blog Idol, so I wasn't complicit in that.
But Moata was great. There were so many blogs that started through Blog Idol, eh? Simon Sweetman's blog started there. Chris Schultz
have a blog there? There was a whole bunch of, Stuff really had a monopoly.
Stuff was like really big on blogs for a while.
The only award I've ever won was for The Girl's Guide. It was a guide to nothing, by the way. Again, it was just me diarising my life, but on like a mainstream major media platform, which I'm pretty glad that there's not much evidence of it around.
Was that
anymore
on Stuff as well?
Or? Yeah.
Yeah, they did so well at figuring out how to get people to write for free for them.
They
basically
did. Everybody wrote for free. It was just wild.
It's like that classic, like, you know, for exposure joke. But somehow they actually
pulled
it off.
And people were writing like a lot, like blogging every day. And like heaps of it was like, I remember when Greer Berry did like I think dating, and then she got married and all that.
And fertility journey.
Yeah. And I mean, around that time I had, like, it used to be you would have a counter on blogs, so you could literally see how many people view a blog. And it was quite transparent around who's reading blogs and who isn't. And at some point some clever person said, oh, I'm going to take the number off, and then you can say, you know, however many people have read your blog. But the interesting thing I found is some guy set up New Zealand blogs, a list.
Open Parachute or something.
Open Parachute, that's right. And the funniest thing was when I wrote my blog, my first Emily Writes blog back in, like 6.5 years ago or something like that, and my blog went straight to the top of Open Parachute and stayed there for like months. And it really fucked off all the men on there because they'd never had a woman on the Open Parachute thing.
Well, there was probably a big sense of, I mean, a lot of those ones were like Whale Oil, the Daily Blog, the Standard.
It was. And it drove those dudes crazy. All those political dudes like, oh, this shouldn't count because it's about parenting. And then that really pissed me off that they tried to take me off the list, because I was like, my traffic is way higher than yours. And so I got all the beauty bloggers and mum bloggers to put theirs on Open Parachute to knock out all the political guys. And then it was like basically the whole top 10 being women. Mm. And then it just imploded and they kicked out all the women.
They kicked them out.
Yeah, it was like this thing where they were like, oh, it doesn't count because it's not like political stuff. It's not like wankery, you know, so.
I mean, mummy blogging was a huge, huge thing. Yeah. And it's kind of now It's still
now
good,
it's
but now
like
it's on
Instagram.
It's on
terrible.
Instagram.
But the amazing thing about a lot of those political blogs is that they didn't necessarily get hits for the political stuff. I mean, like,
they
whale oil, basically.
They weren't read widely, but they thought
no,
they were.
No, it was like a good share of his hits ended up coming from just, like, posting YouTube clips.
Right,
yeah. Which the Google algorithm picked up on.
Yeah, and it really was like they got award lots of like blog of the year and all the support and everything. They were barely read. And then there were these women out there writing stuff that was getting heaps, like 500,000 hits. And they were just like, doesn't count.
I mean, come on.
Yeah.
Hopefully that's, I'd like to think it's changing. Is it changing? I mean, you're still getting
I don't care. I get royalties on my book now, so.
Yeah. Fuck it. You still get plenty of idiots in the comments,
I'm going
though,
back
right?
to my Jonathan Taylor Thomas blog. I'm reviving
I need to write a Jonathan Taylor Thomas book.
Yeah.
I think now's the strike while the strike while the iron's hot. Thank you guys for looking back at what blogging was as opposed to what it now is. Thanks, Alex. Thanks, Emily. This has been Remember When, with huge thanks to Tina Tiller for producing and also to the Spin-Off members.
Ready to rediscover the joys of cycling? With over 300 kilometres of cycle paths across Tāmaki Makaurau, jumping on your bike and going for a ride is such a fun way to discover the city from a different perspective. Cycling is getting more and more popular across Auckland, so now's a great time to join the hype and give cycling a go. Head to at.govt/cycling to find your nearest cycleway today.
Talo for Lover. I'm Madeline Chapman, editor at The Spin-Off. If you have the means, consider supporting our high-quality journalism by becoming a Spin-Off member. Sign up now at thespinoff.co.nz/donate.
The Spin-Off Podcast Network.